Today's Mishnah is from the 10th and 11th Mishnah from the 5th Perek Masechta Avodah Zarah. Mishnah begins, Yain Nesach Shnafal Labor. So we're dealing once again with wine that was used for the purpose of for wine libation in front of an idol, and that fell into or mixed into a bor, so a large pit, so a large vat of wine, of kosher wine. We say, Kulo Asur Banah, the entire mixture becomes forbidden, and one's not allowed to derive any benefit from it. This follows in line with what we learned in yesterday's Mishnayot, that if you're dealing with the Yain Nesach, that's min b'mino, so wine into wine, it forbids a mixture, even the kosher, even the smallest amount that falls into it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, however, disagrees. He says it's true, the Yain Nesach is asur, one's not allowed to derive benefit from it. However, when it's in a mixture, that's not the case. Meaning, he says, yimacher kulo lanochri. What one can do is sell the entire vat to a non-Jew, chutz mi demein yain nesach shebo, aside from the value of the wine that, meaning yain nesach, that fell into it. So subtract whatever value, let's say that one bottle or that one cup fell into it, and the remaining value, that's what you sell the mixture for, and that's the solution. It's interesting here, the Gemara says that, it says, this is quote the Gemara, this halacha lemaisa, not that we pass them to the Gemara, but this is where the Gemara explains it. If it's yain nesach, we're dealing with it, it's yain b'yain, so wine falling into wine, then we hold like the chacham, the Tanakama, that it's asu, the whole mixture becomes asu. If it's chavit b'chavit, we're talking about mixtures of barrels, so we've got one barrel of yain nesach mixed with a number of others. In that situation, we say the mixture is mutar, in that we can sell the whole thing to a nochri, minus the value of the barrel of yain nesach that got mixed in. If we're dealing with stam yain, now this refers to wine owned by a non-Jew, and we don't know if it was used for idol worship purposes. In that situation, afilu yain b'yain, in that situation, even if it was wine itself that got mixed with the kosher wine, then we say the mixture would be mutar, you'd be able to derive benefit, minus the value of the bottle of this stam yain that belonged to a non-Jew that fell into it. Let's now learn the 11th Mishnah. Gatchel even shizifta goy. See, we're dealing with a wine press that's been coated, or the walls have been lined with a zephyr, which is pitch. Now what they would do is they would, because of the smell, they would actually mix in wine to the mixture of this pitch that was put on the walls. Importantly in this Mishnah, the wine press hasn't actually been used to press grapes yet. It's just been prepared, it's just the walls have been lined with this pitch. Otherwise it'll look different, as we'll explain at the end of the Mishnah. So Mishnah says, what's the solution if a Jew wants to use it now? Simply, the Mishnah says menagva, you simply wash it and clean it using cleaning agent, efer, and then you wait for it to dry. That would be sufficient for Torah, and you could use it. However, if it's for shel etz, if we're dealing with the press itself was made of wood, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, yinagev, no different, simply wash it and let it dry. Because he holds also the, just like the previous case with the stone press, it will not absorb in the walls any of the wine in the pitch, so too the same with the wooden one. However, Chachamim says, no, you've got to eklof et hazefer, you've got to peel off the zefer, and then, I guess, reline it again. That is because in this situation it will require even more pitch in its lining, and there would be even more amount of wine, so Chachamim rule more stringently to remove it. If it's, however, shel cheres, if we're dealing with a earthenware structure, then we say, afal pi shekalaf et hazefer, even if you want to remove all the pitch that was there, we say, hariza asura. It would still be asur. Why? Because we say this earthenware press would have absorbed the wine, and therefore it's going to be asur to use it, because the asur wine is absorbed in the walls of this press, and therefore you're going to have issues of yain nesach being mixed in. What is the solution in this situation? Interestingly here, the solution Kati cites here, it's al yidei irui. So you'd have to fill this whole press up with water, leave it for 24 hours, and repeat it on 3 days in a row in order to try and draw out that whatever the walls absorbed. That would be the solution there. Importantly, as I mentioned already in the beginning of the Mishnah, is that if, however, this it had been already used, meaning you're purchasing now a second-hand press, so even if it was if the structure is made of stone, previously we said all you have to do is simply wash it. This situation, and if it was used by a goy to press his own wine, in that situation everyone says you've got to peel off the zefet, you would have to remove it all. Those are the Mishnah today.